a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, April 19th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies right now in downtown Salt Lake City and 64 degrees.
A crash on the 201 by Redwood. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, Lori Vallow, the Idaho mother accused of killing her two children, returns to court today. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Paul?
Well, Maria, today both Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow head to court. Chad's case is actually started at 9 this morning. That was a motion hearing where they discussed what the rules are going to be for the rest of his trial. But in Lori's case, this is her arraignment, and she is charged with three counts of first-degree murder, which include Tylee Ryan, J.J. Vallow, and Tammy Daybell, who is Chad's first wife. Her arraignment is scheduled to start in about an hour from now. Her case was suspended back in June when she was deemed not fit to stand trial, but she has been released from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare facility. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The results are in from an independent Detroit area medical examiner about a Michigan police shooting. They confirmed 26-year-old Patrick Leoya was shot in the back of the head by a Grand Rapids police officer during an attempted arrest last week. Attorney Benjamin Crump says these findings show that Leoya was likely fully aware of what was happening at the time of the incident.
The deceased was conscious and aware of the fact that a gun was being held to the back of his head. Death was instantaneous.
Body cam footage shows the moments leading up to the shooting, but the officer claims his camera was disabled at the time of the shooting. A woman is dead after she got caught on the U.S.-Mexico border fence. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
When Cochise County, Arizona deputies rolled up to the scene southeast of Tucson, they found a 32-year-old woman hanging upside down from the border fence. The sheriff's department says a woman climbed up onto the fence and using a rappelling-type harness, her foot got stuck and she was trapped upside down for a long time. The local sheriff saying these incidents are not political, that they are humanitarian realities and somebody has died. He says we have to do a better job of finding solutions at the border. An autopsy will be done to figure out exactly how she died. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Back to local news on KSL News Radio. Utah Transportation Authority is responding to the federal CDC mask mandate being overturned. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has details.
UTA and the Salt Lake City International Airport are both dropping their mask mandates. The chief communications officer for UTA says they're following the TSA in dropping this mandate. There was some confusion over this as a UTA spokesperson told KSL earlier this morning the mandate was still in effect. And other news outlets reported yesterday being told the UTA was still requiring face coverings. UTA and the Salt Lake Airport both say they'll still offer face coverings for people who prefer to wear one. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Many forms of transportation are making masks optional after the court ruling out of Florida. The Biden administration says mask rules won't be enforced on public transit. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Uber and Lyft are the latest transportation companies to be added to the list of those no longer requiring masks. Most U.S. airlines and airports are now mask optional. Some public transit systems are keeping them in place. At Uber, they say riders also no longer have to sit in the back seat only. Lyft, while dropping masks, is still encouraging them and says riders and drivers are allowed to cancel a ride if they want the other to wear a mask and they refuse. Alex Stone, ABC News.
multiple blasts heard near a school in Kabul, Afghanistan. ABC's Inez Laquatera has more from the foreign desk.
An Afghan police spokesman saying multiple explosions targeting a boys' school and another educational testing center in Kabul have injured at least 7 children, with the blasts occurring in rapid succession. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, and it wasn't immediately clear how many children were in the school at the time of the explosions. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
If you are intimidated by emergency preparedness or think you don't have enough space, the Utah Division of Emergency Management says do the best you can with what you have.
Don't let the lack of space or even a large budget keep you from starting emergency preparedness. Even just start gathering things around the house to building a disaster supply kit. Better than not having putting anything together at all.
Emergency management officials say preparing for any emergency is about knowing what to do and having the tools to make sure that you can do it safely. If you were hearing loud booming in Tooele County, the Army Depot started conducting detonations around 11:30 this morning. The city of West Jordan tweeted officials post schedules and updates on where there will be explosions every Monday. The detonation season is from April through the end of October. A new report from the Utah Taxpayers Association looks at the taxes paid by an imaginary Utah family with 2 working parents and 3 kids. It says they would pay about a quarter of their total income with state income taxes, making about 13% of that. Taxpayers Association President Rusty Cannon says some neighboring states are lowering their tax burdens.
We've got several neighbors. Arizona just went to 2.5%. Nevada 0%. Wyoming 0%. Idaho just cut theirs by 0.5%.
Cannon says the biggest part of the tax burden by far is federal Medicare and Social Security payroll taxes. Coming up on KSL, tough night for the Utah Jazz, and a look at your noontime drive.
We've had an accident reported eastbound on the 21st South Freeway after Redwood Road has been moved out of traffic to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Your morning companions, Dave and Dujanovic.
Do I woo and win over the delegates, or do I pay a ton of money to gather signatures?
The delegate process is becoming old school.
They are expanded from 9 till noon.
Just ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. Change is in the air as pandemic restrictions lift. The birds start singing again, and spring brings new life. Your hope for returning to the life you love seems like it's just around the corner. That's if it weren't for your knee pain. But your hope for a return to pain-free living can become a reality with the Active Joint Institute. You see, the Active Joint Institute specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. The Active Joint Institute is dedicated to providing you the most current, research-backed treatments for your joint and knee pain, all to get you the results you want and the care you deserve. And with spring here, isn't it time for you to return to the active life you love? Pivot with confidence again. Tackle those stairs again. Pop out of bed ready to start living again. Learn more about how to get reliable knee pain relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Dee and I were there on opening night for School of Rock at Hale Center Theater, and I had a great, great time. So did Dee. But I think more importantly, every audience that night, and they were delighted is the word. This is amazing to see on the stage at Hale Center Theater. Many of us, myself included, certainly love the film, but seeing it live in a theater environment with gifted kids. These kids are amazing. Some of them, they're prodigies. How good they are. The stage band that we had and the fellow that played Dewey. It was kind of the slacker who goes in and becomes substitute teacher and basically turns these kids into a rock band. He was terrific. This is the time for you to get your tickets for School of Rock, Hale Center Theater. Go to hct.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Lori Vallow, the Idaho mother accused of killing her 2 children, returns to the courtroom today. We will continue to bring you the very latest throughout the afternoon. KSL News Time, 12:08.
The Utah Jazz, Dallas Mavericks Series.
The Utah Jazz hope to return to Salt Lake City with the 2-0 lead over the Dallas Mavericks, but the Mavericks were blistering hot from the three-point line last night and got the win despite their best player sitting out with a calf injury. KSL Sports anchor Jeremiah Jensen has the recap from Dallas.
A 2-0 series lead back to Salt Lake City would have been huge, and it would have been tough for the Mavericks to overcome that with or without Luka moving on in the series. But you could tell from the start of this game that the Mavericks were desperate and they were going to fight hard. The Mavericks made 22 threes, 17 of them uncontested, according to ESPN stats. That's the most by any team in the playoffs in the last 10 years. And the Jazz still having the same problems guarding the perimeter that sunk them in the playoffs last year. Series is tied at 1-1. Here's the truth. The Jazz split here in Dallas. It's the second of a seven-game series. But unless they fix those problems, not much is going to change. Game 3 in Salt Lake City, 7 p.m. on Thursday.
Thursday night's game and all the Jazz playoff games can be heard right here on KSL News Radio. The Guinness World Records has recognized a Florida Chihuahua as the world's oldest living dog. ABC's Will Gans has more.
Toby Keith, the Chihuahua, is an official Guinness World Record holder for oldest living dog. The 7-pound pooch is 21 years old. Toby Keith was born January 9th, 2001, the last pup of the litter left in the cardboard box when Gisela Shore found him.
The minute I took him out of that box, the love, it was a done deal.
Gisela, a country music fan, named him after one of her favorite singers who happened to be touring near her Florida home at the time.
And Shore says Toby Keith's long life is thanks to genetics, a consistent diet, and love. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, good afternoon. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, our Valley Freeway traffic actually looking pretty good. We have one accident. I'm not even seeing it anymore. It's been moved out of traffic eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at Redwood Road. It's just after the Redwood Road ramps. You're going to see it over to the right. But again, it had been blocking a right lane of traffic, now not causing any kind of delay. So we're looking good. In Utah County, in a medical situation in traffic southbound I-15 at the 1600 North on ramp. It had been blocking a left lane of travel with medics on the scene. Then Foothill Drive, a crash with possible injuries at 550 South. The Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting a job fair today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 550 Foothill Drive in Salt Lake City. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast now.
Temperature backs off a little bit. Into the 60s we go with more cloud cover. Late afternoon and evening showers today. High temperatures right about 68. And then should be sunny tomorrow for the most part. But 65. I'm Graham Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Not bad. Mostly cloudy skies, but still 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. Airbnbs might be regulated in your city, but that doesn't mean that the rules can be easily enforced. We'll go in depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Springtime is back in Utah. That means the grandkids have started their baseball and softball seasons. The wildflowers are blooming again, and we're all spending a lot more time outdoors. Hope's Vision wants to make sure you get to see all of this and more in clear and vibrant color. But if you're over 60, cataracts could be making your vision dull and cloudy. Let the folks at Hoops be the ones you trust to get your vision restored to its past clarity. The surgeons at Hoops Vision are Utah's most skilled and trusted cataract surgeons. Their doctors use only the latest laser-assisted technology and premium lenses, which means you'll have quicker recovery times and receive better outcomes. Schedule your one-on-one cataract evaluation today. Enjoy life in all its brilliant color again with cataract surgery at Hoops Vision. Just call 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com. That's 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com.
NMLS 1817019.
What's a freedom loan? This is Rod with LendRate Mortgage. Here's an example. On the day this ad was recorded, the largest credit union in Utah quoted a 30-year rate of 4.875% with over $8,000 in closing costs. LendRight's Freedom Loan APR is 4.625% and covers 100% of the closing costs for the same $647,000 loan amount. So you get a 0.25% lower rate, a lower monthly payment, and we pay all the closing costs. Save thousands in upfront costs and get a lower rate. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRateMortgage.com. Declare freedom from higher rates and fees with the Freedom Loan. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRateMortgage.com.
This is Aaron Warby, host of the Bulls and the Bears Radio Hour. In the show, we try to teach the tools, rules, and strategies that traders and investors need to do better with their wealth and portfolio income. But most of the time, an hour is just not long enough. At Online Trading Academy, we believe that the average person should be given the tools, rules, and strategies that Wall Street's elites have been using for years to outperform others. Are you one of the millions that have recently established a trading account? Or have you always wanted to trade or take a more active role in guarding and growing your own wealth, but have not had the know-how or confidence? We want to invite you out to a complimentary 3-hour power trading and investing workshop where you'll learn what it is that the professionals use to limit their risks and maximize their possible gains in both trading and investing. To register, call 8448-TRADER. That's 844-887-2337 or text the word STOCKS to 25029. Again, that's STOCKS to 25029. Reserve your seat now.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house, whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed. Call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the University of Utah is reviewing how well they report racist incidents. They just received the results of an external audit of their current system. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, the Tooele Army Depot is conducting detonations right now, so don't be alarmed if you hear loud booms in and around Tooele. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We've had an accident with possible injuries reported on Foothill at 550 South that may have been pulled over to a parking lot. Also, medical situation. This is going to be in Utah County. It is over to the right shoulder on southbound I-15 at 1600 North by the on-ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some afternoon showers and 68. I'm Grant Wayman.
Mostly cloudy, 64 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Changes for when and where you need to mask up. The nationwide mask mandates for public transportation struck down by a federal judge yesterday, saying the CDC overstepped its authority with the extension. That means state and local governments, though, can still set their own rules. President Biden also traveling today to New Hampshire, and masks are on.
If you're traveling on major U.S. airlines, United, Delta, American, Southwest, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines, you don't need to wear a mask. But if you're traveling on Air Force One with President Biden, you still need a face cover. The White House said Tuesday that masking will be required on the presidential aircraft because it's in line with CDC guidance. The president boarded Air Force One at Joint Base Andrews wearing his face mask. He didn't respond to shouted questions from reporters about masks. The White House called a federal judge's ruling invalidating the mandate a, quote, disappointing decision. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
While in New Hampshire, President Biden will deliver remarks on infrastructure law benefits and supply chain issues. He's also keeping briefed on Russia's stepped-up attacks in eastern Ukraine and held a phone huddle with allies earlier. Further north in Ukraine, civilians in the capital trying to recover from weeks of violence and shelling. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Kyiv.
We saw entire apartment buildings that were destroyed, many of them with massive holes in the sides of the walls and in the balconies. And we also saw homes on the ground absolutely destroyed, many of them brick homes that were no longer there. It appeared as though every single building in the city of Irpin and Hostomel sustained some bit of damage.
A new warning by the Drug Enforcement Agency and a letter to law enforcement agencies. The DEA says overdoses involving drugs laced with fentanyl are up. In just the past 2 months, there were at least 7 confirmed mass overdose incidents, which led to 58 overdoses and 29 overdose deaths. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Airbnbs might be banned in your city, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. Kaysville Community Manager Melinda Greenwood says short-term rentals can be a polarizing issue in a community.
I have those that fall on the side of this is my property and I have my private property rights and I should be able to do whatever I want with it. And then you have the people who are neighbors who say, I don't feel safe with strangers coming in and out of a neighboring house all the time. It can create problems with parking, with loud parties, or with vacationers who just tend to stay later.
Even though some oppose these rentals, Greenwood explains the city is pretty limited with how they can enforce the regulations.
Several years ago, the state legislature passed a law that prohibited a municipality's ability to go in and do regulation based on listings off of the websites like VRBO and Airbnb. So we really can only do enforcement when a complaint comes in. And when a complaint comes in, that's when we will reach out to a property owner and just let them know that we've had a zoning or code enforcement complaint.
Melinda Greenwood joined KSL News Radio's Dave and Dujanovic earlier today. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Ricky?
We do have medical crews on the scene of a situation in traffic in Utah County. This is at I-15, 1600 North in Orem on the southbound side. You'll see that it's as you're approaching where traffic is merging from the on-ramp. All the vehicles do look to be over to the right shoulder, though, and out of traffic. We also had a crash with injuries called out at 550 South Foothill Drive. That may be moved over to a parking lot. I'm not seeing anything on the Foothill cameras that show that it is affecting traffic in the area, but it's still something to watch for. Now, the good news is, even though with a couple of problems, we have a delay-free drive on all of the Valley freeways and your main secondaries. Summer is just around the corner, and the Utah Symphony invites you to escape into the music at the Deer Valley Music Festival. Tickets on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The clouds have moved in, but nice temperatures right now. Let's check out our 7-day forecast sponsored by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Here's Grant Wayman.
Upper 60s today with the late afternoon and evening showers. Temperatures should be about 68 for the high. Sunny and 65 for tomorrow. And then partly cloudy skies on Thursday. It's going to warm up again, breezy up to 74 degrees, but then cools again on Friday with a front and rain showers, the thunderstorms and mountain snow. Pretty active day on Friday. High temperatures into the upper 50s. It's a cool day on Saturday with more showers and only 56 the high. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday. A few scattered rain showers in the mix. High temperatures ought to get up to 60 degrees. Right now, Monday looks great. Sunny skies up to 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A pleasant 65 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, quick check of the markets. Markets doing very well, up into the triple digits. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500, up, all of them up by more than 1% after good earnings reports. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
The sun is hanging in the sky, ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, and you're invited to escape into the music. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 1st through August 6th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Summer is just around the corner, and the Utah Symphony invites you to escape into the music at the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City. With 12 concerts at Deer Valley Snow Park Amphitheater, featuring Guster, Disney in Concert, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA, Patriotic Pops, the music of John Williams, and more. July 1st through August 6th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Beat the heat, break the routine, and escape into the music. DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Hi, I'm Matt with My Hearing Centers. Hearing aids have changed. The technology we have today is better than ever before. These devices pair with a revolutionary app that gives you on-demand support and fine-tuning right at your fingertips. Take the 60-day challenge and try these devices for yourselves. My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge. We're able to help you with your hearing aids directly through your smartphone. With telehealth support, you get industry-leading care without leaving the comfort of your home. These hearing aids are top of the line and are even equipped with the world's first face mask mode. We had a patient the other day. He hadn't been able to appreciate the time with his grandkids for a while. He always thought they were mumbling. We set him up with a new set of these hearing aids, and he said he heard every word right there at the dinner table. My Hearing Centers want you to take the 60-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 60 days, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. What are you waiting for? Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. That's 801-701-1629. Or visit us online at myhearingcenters.com.
Congressman Blake Moore here. Like you, my family and I are feeling pain at the gas pump. According to data from AAA, gas prices in the U.S. have skyrocketed 81% since President Biden took office. This is a direct result of the Biden administration's several failed energy policies, including canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and issuing an executive order suspending new oil and gas leases on federal lands. These policies seek to lock up federal land, all while asking foreign nations for more oil rather than investing right here in America. As the lead Republican on the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, I have been working on legislation to enhance American energy production and decrease our reliance on foreign oil. And I just recently introduced the Protecting Energy Independence and Transparency Act. As our gas prices continue to skyrocket and we experience global instability in Eastern Europe, we were reminded of the reasons why we should unleash American energy production now so we can lower our fuel costs and keep more money in Utah's pockets. My office would love to hear your thoughts. Please send us a message on my website at blakemore.house.gov. Paid for by official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
Right now, take action and get $100 off any plumbing job. This is a limited special, so take action. Call Action Plumbing Air and Electric at 833-3333.
KSL News Time 1225, an emotional finish for a Boston Marathon runner this year, honoring his late brother. ABC's Lionel Moyes reports.
Henry Richards says it was his late brother Martin, who would have been 18 this year, who helped him cross the finish line.
I know if he was here, either this year or the next coming years, he would have been doing it.
Martin was killed, and their sister Jane lost her left leg in the terror bombing in 2013. Henry ran this year's race for both of them, stopping along the way at the memorial on Boylston Street.
Seeing like some family and close friends on that corner, it was, that meant a lot. Rounding it, that was a meaningful stretch.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Quanta, Utah's money property taxes went up big time over the past year, but certain parts of the country were hit harder than others. The biggest jump happened in Nashville, Tennessee. Property taxes went up an average of 27% during 2021 in the city, up from the national average of 16%. Verizon just set their minimum wage at $20 an hour. The company says the pay raise will impact new and existing employees. The phone carrier is also starting to offer new signing bonuses for some positions. KSL drives. Uber is dropping their mask mandate effective today. The rideshare company has required riders and drivers to mask up since May 2020. A Florida judge struck down the CDC's travel mask mandate yesterday. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 362 points. That's a full percent, sitting at 34,774. S&P 500 up by 49. And the NASDAQ up a percent and a half, up by 200 points. A Mill Creek home is hitting the market as an NFT. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis reports.
When you buy a house the old-fashioned way, you buy the physical property along with a title. But UtahBusiness.com reports would-be buyers of this 1,000-square-foot luxury Mill Creek home would exchange cryptocurrency for the property's NFT. The owner of the NFT would have full control of the property. If they ever wanted to sell, they could simply transfer the digital token to someone else without going through the lengthy title process of a traditional sale. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
In Utah, we've seen our share of storms. Power outages still reported across northern Utah.
The tree came down onto our home.
Pretty surreal scene out here, Tim.
And that earthquake.
Epicenter Magna, Utah. It was 5.7.
So what's keeping your family from being ready? Introducing Be Prepared Utah, a special series on KSL to help you plan for the unexpected. We'll review the things you never thought about. And we'll get ready right along with you. Be Prepared Utah on KSL News Radio. We'll be right back.
With market volatility at an extreme high, this is the perfect time to get serious about your financial future. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Now, I'm not talking just buying a stock and crossing your fingers. I'm talking about getting serious about your financial future, working with a financial fiduciary who will teach and educate you on your options, an advisor who has the heart of a teacher and has many investment options available. You may already be working with a fiduciary, and that's okay. We'll provide an honest second set of eyes. The Trajan Wealth team consists of 10 tenured professionals who will always have your best interest in mind. While other advisors sell, our advisors educate. While other advisors complicate, our advisors simplify. This is why the majority of our clients come from other financial advisors. If you're ready for a change, we're ready for you. With two convenient locations to serve you better, call 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Join the KSL Movie Show this Friday live from Mickey Couture in Layton, home of the original Mickey blanket. Get the best gift ever at Mickey Couture and MickeyCouture.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
Yeah, we still have emergency crews on the final cleanup of this medical situation in traffic. Southbound I-15 at 1600 North in Orem. It's been over to the right shoulder, and it's right by the on-ramp as traffic gets ready to merge onto the freeway, but really hasn't caused any kind of problem. In fact, all of our valley freeways are seeing a delay-free drive. That's the good news. And then Salt Lake City PD wrapping up a crash with injuries, 550 South on Foothill. I'm not seeing it in the cameras. Doesn't mean it's not on Foothill itself. It could be moved over to a parking lot. Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package. One performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, and one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the clouds have moved in. Let's see what that means. If we're going to see some rain showers still today, here's Grant Wayman.
Well, still another relatively warm day. We're in the 60s much of the day. It'll cloud up, a little breezy, and then showers into the late afternoon and evening. High temperatures today into the upper 60s, and then sunshine comes out tomorrow. It'll cool down only a degree or so, 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 65 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this half hour. University of Utah is reviewing how well they report racist incidents and safety issues. The results from an external audit were mixed. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris reports.
The report focuses on university housing. It found over 99% of incidents were reported correctly up the chain of command, but they're not always. Feces was smeared on a black student's door, and that wasn't reported to police or the U's racist and biased incident response team. The executive director of Housing and Residence Education says they're still reviewing where communication broke down.
There's some manual updates that we need to make, but also things, again, with rejuvenating staffing levels, improving relationships with departments like our university police department.
He says those changes will likely happen over the summer. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Utah Taxpayers Association is looking at the taxes paid by an imaginary family, Bob and Brooke Beehive. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas tells us they pay almost a quarter of their income in federal, state, and local taxes.
The report is based on a family with two working parents and three kids. Taxpayers Association President Rusty Cannon says the biggest burden by far is Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes, more than half of the total.
The one thing that we hope this report shows that most people might not know is the massive amount of payroll and Social Security taxes everybody pays. And this is a federal conversation.
Cannon says the Utah legislature enacted a small income tax cut in its last session, 0.1%. But several neighboring states have either cut income taxes by larger amounts or, like Nevada and Wyoming, they have no income tax at all. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Florida education officials are defending their decision to reject 40% of the math textbooks submitted for the next school year. They claim dozens of the books contain prohibited topics like critical race theory. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Texas, where a similar debate is going on.
State Representative Jared Patterson has sent a letter to Texas school districts urging them to pledge not to buy books from companies that produce what he calls inappropriate material.
I think that the book vendors need to be held accountable for selling this trash.
30 districts have signed that pledge. The McKinney School District has not. Mayor George Fuller, like Representative Patterson, is a Republican, but says,
what is happening now, weaponizing our children, our teachers, the collateral damage that's being done in the teaching profession, is hurting our students.
Setting up a potential fight over Texas school books. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The DEA is out today with a new warning about fentanyl, saying mass overdoses are on the rise. ABC's Alec Perche has more.
In a letter to federal, state, and local law enforcement, the DEA administrator warns the agency is seeing a nationwide spike in fentanyl-related mass overdoses. In just the past 2 months, there have been at least 7 confirmed mass overdose events across the country, resulting in 29 deaths. CDC statistics show that 66% of overdose deaths were linked to fentanyl in some way. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is apologizing for attending a party during the lockdown. Johnson was fined £50 for the last week for breaking the lockdown rules during a COVID outbreak. Speaking at the House of Commons, Johnson appeared to brush off calls for his resignation, but instead says he's happy to take the punishment doled out by the police for his conduct.
I respect the outcome of the police investigation, which is still underway. And I can only say that I will respect their decision-making and always take the appropriate steps.
Police confirm they are still investigating other times that Johnson may have broken the COVID protocol in government buildings. Masks are coming off for some travelers this week. A Florida judge struck down the government's public transportation mask mandate for public transportation. ABC's Gio Benitez talks with some passengers at the Newark airport about the change. Now, these travelers were with their children and said they would keep the masks on just in case.
Does that concern you at all that the plane may have people without a mask on?
A little. But yeah. We're going to wear ours.
Yeah,
I'm not really that concerned. I got both vaccinations. They've all had it already and vaccinated.
Roughly 30 states are reporting increases in COVID-19 this week, and pediatric infections have risen to their highest point since January. Early stage demolition on the historic Pantages Theater is underway today. A preservation group called Friends of the Utah Pantages Theater have been fighting this process. KSL.com reporter Carter Williams says the group might be losing this battle, but is part of a bigger fight over historic preservation in the state.
But, you know, their idea is that this isn't over, that that there are going to be more historic buildings that are going to be fought over, especially as the city grows. And it's going to be an interesting debate between how do you contend with the growth of the city versus how do you preserve its history.
Yesterday, a district judge ruled against an injunction that was delaying the demolition of the theater. Coming up on KSL, UVU is hosting a conference to raise awareness about domestic violence. Boyd Matheson joins me in studio with more on that. And look at your noontime drive.
And we are back to a problem-free drive on all the Valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
This year, KSL helps you make a plan that can keep your family safe and calm in an emergency. Listen Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Be prepared, Utah, with KSL News Radio.
At Weedman, we believe your lawn should make you proud. It should make you happy every single day. A Weedman lawn is that perfect staycation spot for making memories with your family and friends. An outdoor oasis that allows you to instantly relax and unwind. For over 50 years, Weedman has made backyard dreams come true by using only the finest products, like our exclusive golf course quality fertilizers, to give your grass exactly what it needs right when it needs it. The result? A lush, healthy lawn ready for your next outdoor nap, family football game, or backyard barbecue. So don't settle for less when it comes to your yard. Rely on the local professionals at Weedman. We'll transform your lawn into that beautiful outdoor space you deserve. Visit Weedman.com today for your free no-obligation quote. At Weedman, we care for your lawn.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, University of Utah is reviewing how well they report racist incidents and safety issues. The results from an external audit, however, were mixed. We'll continue to bring you more on the story. KSL News Time, 1238. Utah Valley University is hosting a conference today focused on domestic violence education. Host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, joins me live in studio and tell us more about this. Boyd?
Yeah, this is one of those sometimes uncomfortable but crucial conversations we just have to get better at in our communities. And Utah Valley University is doing just that today. They've assembled everything from students to professionals, service providers, community members, to really talk about some of the important components as we look at domestic violence in particular, starting with accountability for those abusers and those who are inflicting this kind of pain, and then the resources and the things we need to be helping with and watching for when it comes to those that are victims of abuse. We have to remember that abusers always try to make that victim powerless, isolated, alone, off balance, functioning from a position of weakness or dependence. And sometimes it's hard for us on the outside looking in to really recognize some of those things and actually help them get a process or a path where they can actually move forward.
Yeah, it's a good time to be doing that. We know during the pandemic when people were locked down, people didn't really see what was going on with their relatives, their loved ones, even their friends.
Yeah, that's right. And it's this is one of those where everyone has to link arms and move forward on this. Victims need to make sure that they're reaching out, asking for help. And as we see things, we need to make sure we're saying something and engaging in those conversations.
Okay, Boyd. And you're going to have much more coming up on Inside
Yes, actually,
Sources.
We'll have Christina Wagstaff is going to join us. She is the victim advocate at Utah Valley University Campus Police Department. She spent a lot of time studying, working with victims, and really looking for the best solutions moving forward. She's going to join us a little later on our show today.
All right. Thanks, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.